in Capistrano Beach, California. Hey, Edward, what's on your mind today?
Gentrification. How you doing, Tom?
I'm well. Yeah, gentrification. Boy, I've seen it up close and personal. When I was living in Washington, D.C., we were down in the Southwest in an area that was fairly low income, and then they built this wharf thing, and our taxes doubled, and all kinds of people got pushed out. Yeah, yes.
It's going off the hook up in Portland right now, too.
Yep.
I live in Southern California. My wife and I have lived it now for 20 years. I heard a gentleman just call from Denver. It's up 46%. I went to WolfStreet.com. He has some good graphs on it from the Shiller Index. Mm-hmm. It is not indicative of a healthy society or a healthy market.
No, it's indicative of a widening chasm between the wealthy and the poor.
The homeless down here is incredible. I live in a very affluent area, very. Mm-hmm. And you just go right down to Dana Point, down in this Capistrano Beach area, homeless everywhere. People are one paycheck away, and it's happening all the time. It's really sad.
Yeah. So do you have a proposed suggestion, solution, Edward?
Well, I mean, the banks and the central banks, quantitative easing went to to push these asset prices way back up, and
they've
been successful at doing that. You have foreign money coming in Southern California, for example, in Irvine. Chinese are parking their money here because where they live, they don't really own their homes or land.
Right.
And they've been it's a way of laundering money. And this is not just here. It's London. It's all over the globe. It's in Sweden. It's in Norway and Denmark.
Yep.
And you have, like in London, you have, I forget the percentage of flats that are empty, that are just sitting there empty.
Yeah. Yeah, I have heard that one suggested way to deal with some of this problem, and I think it's, I know 1/7 of all American assets right now are foreign owned. And that's largely the result of, 40 years of a massive trade imbalance ever since, Reagan, and well, not just Reagan. I mean, it's NAFTA and everything else. But And I saw an article some months ago about the mind-boggling percentage of homes being bought in California by Chinese investors, basically. And they're just wealthy people in China who are trying to get their money out of the country in case the country, crashes or the regime changes or suddenly they're out of favor or whatever. And they're buying houses and they're not necessarily renting them out, and many of them are empty. So maybe one solution would be to have some sort of local zoning ordinance that says that, if a home is empty over a certain period of time, that's the equivalent of not paying your property taxes. We can repossess it or something.
That's what they're trying to do in London. Can I add one caveat?
Sure.
So we have this thing that goes on with Alan Greenspan and lowering interest rates so they can jack up the principal valuations pre-2000.
Right.
Then you have Bush come in, you got the whole ownership thing, and then they've totally launched the subprime thing. So they do this. You got the front-end theft. Then the back-end theft comes when the central bank then gives them trillions of dollars, including groups like Blackstone, to go out and buy huge swaps of residential properties and shorten the supply. And they constrain supply. And they lock other people out, even when the foreclosures were happening. Only all cash buyers would get that stuff.
Right.
This stuff is rigged.
Yeah. Yeah. The system has been rigged in many ways. And Americans know it. And that's why in part, it's part of one of the reasons why the guy who came right out and said the system is rigged is sitting in the White House right now, which is a tragedy, but you're right. Edward, thank you for the call. It's an important issue, and it's an issue that deserves more than just, 2 minutes on a talk show. We'll be circling back around to it as time goes on. But thank you very much for the call. We'll be back with more of your calls. Whatever.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.